Hey, this is Tiffany Montgomery, number one Essence Magazine best-selling author, and you're listening to the Ask Patricia Show.
Yes, you are. Welcome to today's Ask Patricia Show. It's all about your health. In fact, we're looking at various eating disorders. Have you noticed there's such a lot of pressure on us ladies to look absolutely flawless? I mean, goodness me, you've got Beyonce who says, "I just woke up like this." Goodness me, what are we supposed to do? Is it all about the Botox? Is it all about the Photoshop? Well, my guest today is former runway model Jennifer Strickland. She has the confessions of the modeling world. She's going to tell us what it's really about. And you don't really have to be all that perfect.
Such joy and happiness.
Classic there from Joe Cocker. You are so beautiful. And yes, we need to know that we are so beautiful. We can't all wake up and be absolutely flawless like Beyonce, but we are so beautiful. And I did say at the top of the show, I have my guest today, former runway model, the lovely Jennifer Strickland. Now, at the age of 8, Jennifer Strickland entered the world of modelling, beginning a journey that took her to the runways of Milan. On the outside, she seemed to have it all, walking the runway for Giorgio Armani, commercials for Oil of Olay to Mercedes-Benz, worldwide attention and all the glamour that came with the fashion industry. But she soon found out that this world is not all glitter and gold. Let me just welcome Jennifer to today's show. Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the air, Patricia.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. I thought you'd be perfect to speak to. You know, Jennifer, we are all, no matter what age we are, there is so much pressure on us ladies to look wonderful at all times. You know, you've got Beyonce who says, I just woke up like this. And very few of us wake up and look as flawless as that. But you're saying in your world, there was such pressure going on behind the scenes.
Well, absolutely. And just because something looks good, including Beyonce, yes, doesn't mean it is good.
Absolutely. so true.
Yeah, she's putting a lot of videos and things out there that young girls are seeing that show that, you know, your body is just an object. It's sex is a game. Your mm-hmm. body is a toy. And,
yes,
you know, and just because something looks good mm-hmm. on the outside doesn't mean it is good on the inside. That's the main thing that I experienced when I was in the modeling industry, that many of the models that I lived with were, you know, Vogue cover models and Calvin Klein models, and
yes,
they were on TV commercials, and mm-hmm. you know, lots of them had eating disorders and abusive relationships,
wow,
and drug and alcohol abuse, and
wow,
you know, sexual promiscuity and things that hurt women.
Right.
And so a lot of them were hurting, especially the ones that struggled with their body image and their eating disorders and
yes,
never felt skinny enough or perfect enough, because
yes,
in the modeling industry, we mm-hmm. were always criticized for our flaws, and
indeed,
every woman has flaws.
Right.
And so those things were always being pointed out to the young models,
mm-hmm.
you know, what was wrong with us.
Right.
And so lots of us had self-image problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The thing is, I quite understand it in the modeling industry. Although it's so wrong, you can understand it because the pressure to look so utterly beautiful, almost unattainable. But you've got young women today, and perhaps women of different ages, you know, we're injecting poison into our skins, you know, as in Botox. We're quite happy to go through all types of plastic surgery to look flawless, or just not aging, you know, get rid of any wrinkle because we don't want to look old. I mean, there are just so many pressures. And then we see the eating disorders, which are another issue, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. There is so much pressure. And, you know, I left the modeling industry because that pressure just destroyed me as a young woman.
Wow.
You know, in order to be able to be on the runway, I had to starve myself.
Wow.
You know, I became totally skeletal.
Wow.
And that's how I got the approval too, Patricia, you know.
Oh my goodness.
The skinnier I got, the
yes,
more I got the approval from the designers that I was working for. And then I got all this rejection from people who wanted me to be, you know, have more skin on my bones for catalogs and TV commercials. And so I would get the approval of one by being anorexic, and then get all this rejection and criticism from other photographers and designers who didn't want that. And I couldn't reach the standard of perfection expected of me.
Wow.
And none of the girls around me could, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I lived with girls from all over the world that left school and, you know, pursued dreams of modeling, and
yes,
young, beautiful, darling girls who walked away feeling dejected,
wow,
not enough, not good enough, not skinny enough, boobs not big enough, waist
mm-hmm.
not small enough,
mm-hmm.
skin not clear enough, you know, frame not straight enough, you
yes,
name it.
Wow.
And I saw the impact of that expectation of perfection
mm-hmm.
up close
wow,
on women. And it's crippling. It's a very difficult way to live, because perfect and flawless is not possible on earth. It
indeed,
doesn't exist.
Indeed. But
they make it look good. I know they make it look good
yes,
on TV and in the magazine.
Yes.
But I lived with girls and models and superstars, and I was around a lot of them. And again, so it may look good on the outside, but is it good on the inside?
Oh, wow.
That's
oh, wow,
the question.
Yes.
You know, we have so many Hollywood women who look flawless on the outside.
That's right.
Lots of them have gone through divorces. Divorce is horrible. It's so painful.
Oh, yes.
Nobody wants that.
Yes.
There's a lot of personal pain in women's lives that's not necessarily reflected
mm-hmm.
on what you see on the screen.
Yes. Are you saying then that, as you mentioned, say the Hollywood divorces, although the women in most cases look stunning. But it's almost as though it's a pretty picture, but what's behind it is just completely the opposite.
Yeah, and we cannot judge the women of Hollywood because we don't know their internal lives.
That's right.
That, you know, I think it was, you know, almost seven years in a row, a few years ago, that, you know, as the women won the Best Actress award, that all of their marriages were falling apart at the same time, you know?
Oh, I didn't realize.
And it's not... Yeah, well, it was a few years ago that there was this string of, you know, every single woman who was getting the Best Actress. And look, we have compassion for them. They want what we want. Everybody
right.
wants a healthy family. Everybody wants a happy family.
That's
Everyone
right.
wants a happy marriage.
That's right.
Just because you look good on the screen doesn't mean your true values are being fulfilled and that you have joy in your life. Mm. It is two separate
Wow.
things.
Wow.
Now, if we can have joy at home and look good while we're, you know,
of course.
outside the home, hey,
yeah.
have at it. I think we should.
Absolutely.
You know, but I don't think the highest esteem in our lives should be looking good. I think that if we can be good and
yes.
do good
yes. Yes.
and look good,
yes.
great. But I know because I spent a lifetime just trying to look good and
wow.
I ended up miserable because
oh
that's
God.
Not what really
it's not real.
Fulfills.
Do you think, I mean, outside of modeling then, because there are lots of women that try and look fantastic that are not in the world of modeling or fashion, etc.
Sure.
Where is the pressure coming from? Is it the men who want their wives or their girlfriends to look like what they see in the magazines? Or is it us competing with other women? What is this pressure? Where is it coming from?
Well, I recently wrote another book. That my first one was Girl Perfect about the pressure of perfection, okay,
yes, yes.
on girls in the modeling industry, Girl Perfect. But the second book that I've just finished writing is called Beautiful Lies, and
right.
it's about how, and it really answers that question,
mm-hmm.
where are we looking for our value?
Right.
And in Beautiful Lies, I talk about how we look to men, mirrors, and magazines for
mm-hmm.
a reflection of our value.
Right.
You know, we're looking at the man standing in front of us. You reflect my value. If you say I'm beautiful, then I am. If I'm good enough for you, then I'm good enough. Well, that's a very exhausting way to live because
wow.
men are humans and they change their minds
exactly.
all the time about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And not nothing against them. It's
right.
just that human beings were never meant to be a reflection of our beauty, value, and purpose. And when we look to the man, whether it's comparing ourselves to other women
mm-hmm.
or we're looking to men for our value,
yes.
we're going to have a low self-worth because
yes.
we're always going to be on a roller coaster ride.
Wow.
You know, when we compare ourselves to other women, we're, you know, one mm-hmm. day we look good, the next day, oh, well, compared to her, we don't.
Wow.
You know,
yes.
that's a roller coaster ride.
Mm.
That's a tiring way to live for other women to be the standard of beauty for you.
Oh, my goodness.
But when we turn and we look into the mirror of God, when we look into, you know, we are his daughters,
yes.
we are his creation,
mm-hmm.
we are his workmanship,
yes.
we develop a sense of self-worth that is unchanging.
Right, yes, yes.
When we look into the bathroom mirror, you know, if we're not looking to men, we're looking at the bathroom mirror, we're looking at the number on the scale, the size of our jeans for a reflection of our value,
mm-hmm.
well, that's going to change our entire life.
Yes.
You know, you look at your grandmother.
Yes.
You know, think of her in a bathing suit.
Right.
know? Look, it's going to change your whole life. Your reflection in the mirror, the number on the scale, the measuring tape, the size of jeans, it's going to change our whole life. Are we really going to base our value on something that is always changing?
It's crazy.
Just like looking at man for a reflection of our value,
mm-hmm.
looking to the mirror for a reflection of our value.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Exhausting.
Wow.
Exhausting. We have to turn our attention to what we cannot see, which is our Creator,
mm-hmm.
our Father, our Lord, our Redeemer, who says, look, I'm going to make all things perfect in heaven.
Right.
Okay? But on earth, you're going to have to rely on me for your value.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. I notice, Jennifer, that you go around and you speak in various schools. What kind of reaction do you get from the girls when you speak to them?
You know, I love speaking in schools.
Yes.
Because these girls are bombarded with these images from the media.
That's right.
And then they have a real, yeah, and they have a real life person standing in front of them saying, you know what? It's airbrushed. You know what? The girls are not always as happy as they look in the pictures. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're probably not as happy as they look in their Instagram photos either.
Wow. Wow.
You know?
Yes.
And they know it. They know that we always post the best looking image.
That's
and that
true.
Image doesn't always match
yes.
what's going on in our hearts and
yes.
our real lives.
Yes.
And so they relate. And what I find is that the more honest I am about the pain I experience
mm-hmm.
trying to measure up to perfection,
wow.
and the more real I am about my own struggles with self-image,
okay.
The more they open up.
Wow.
And it doesn't matter, Patricia. You know, you think, okay, I was Barbie, and you know, for the 35th anniversary of the doll in Italy, right?
Okay.
So I'm a tall, blonde, white skin, right?
Yes.
So, you know, you think I'm going to walk in there, and some of these girls, that you know, the girls are all dark skinned, you know,
right?
Some of them tough background.
Really?
You know, you think, well, they would hate me.
Mm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just real, we bond.
Wow.
And it doesn't matter what color your skin.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where you come from.
Yes.
Every girl longs to be told that she's lovable.
Wow.
She is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She has gifts.
Yes.
She has talents. Whether she's a size 4 or a size 14,
right.
whether she's, you know, overweight
mm-hmm.
or underweight,
mm-hmm.
she has the same longing in her heart to be known, to be loved, to be cherished, and God has that for every girl.
Yes.
It doesn't. She doesn't need to look like a girl in a magazine to be loved. My goodness.
Wow.
And you know what?
Yes.
The girls are relieved when I leave. They're relieved
goodness.
That they can be imperfect
right.
and lovable at the same time.
Love that. I love that so much. I was just thinking, listening to you, I wonder if the sisterhood that we talk about all the time, if we could be mm-hmm. vulnerable to each other in the way that you have been on a larger scale, and let our sisters know, our friends know that you're lovable and you're acceptable as you are. Will women ever do this across the board?
You know, I'm doing a group of women right now going through my Beautiful Lies study. And just yesterday, after, you know, because I'm very vulnerable in my books. If you read Girl Perfect, you know.
Yes, yes.
I'm very open and honest about my own struggle. And so yesterday, you know, in our group, a woman opened up and said, I am so battling with aging. You know, I spend so much money trying to do Botox and everything else, and it's never enough. I'm
wow.
aging. I'm changing.
Wow.
You know, and she was able to open up and say, this is so hard for me. And then the young women in the group could open up and say, look, I battled 15 years with an eating disorder,
wow.
and it wasn't until I got my eyes off myself and
yes.
started serving other hurting women that I really healed.
Ah.
And part of it is opening up, getting real,
mm-hmm.
getting honest about our battle, and
yes.
then getting our eyes off of ourselves.
Wow.
Because
wow.
as long as we're just fixated on the bathroom mirror
mm-hmm.
and the size and the shape of our own bodies,
yes.
we're not teaching the next generation
not
what
really.
It is to really be beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think part of it is doing like what you're doing, Patricia, is
mm-hmm.
getting open, getting honest, but then moving on, being the best we can be in the skin that we're in.
Right.
And then turning our attention to the next generation of girls and teaching them what, you know, what it is to care for their bodies,
mm-hmm.
what it is to preserve their bodies as
right.
holy. Their bodies are not just things to be flaunted all over the internet.
Exactly.
And having sex with whoever. You know,
exactly.
teaching them
yes.
that your body is precious and
mm-hmm.
it's holy. You know, getting, I don't know, I just feel like it's getting our focus off ourselves in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and to truly be beautiful is to shine a light for the next girl coming up behind us and
I
saying,
love
hey,
that.
Let me teach you what it is to be to live like you're holy, to live like you're precious, to live like you're beautiful.
Mm.
And that, you know, that's not found by looking in the mirror.
Yes.
That's found by looking outward.
Wow. You said such a lot there, Jennifer, such a short space of time. I've literally got a minute with you. I wonder if you could give us some details, perhaps some web details, website, somewhere that people can go listening to this interview if they want to know more about what you do, Jennifer.
Well, you can go to my website, which is jenniferstrickland.net.
Yes.
The name of my ministry is youaremore.org. Mm-hmm. So the letter U, the letter R, more.org, which means, you know, you're more than what you look like.
Absolutely.
You're worth more to God. And you can definitely go to my Facebook page, which you'd find me at You Are More with mm-hmm. Jennifer Strickland. And obviously to your website. And I have lots and lots of resources and books and,
fabulous.
You know, DVDs and yeah. testimonies and video stuff on there that women can check out to learn more.
Oh, I love that. Well, Jennifer Strickland, thank you so much for speaking to us on today's Arts Patricia show. It's been a real delight speaking to you, and I know our listeners have loved it too. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Patricia. I love talking with you.
All right, my dear. You take care.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was the amazing Jennifer Strickland. I loved speaking to her. Such a revelation. We are enough. Yes, we are absolutely enough. Well, I'm going now straight away to the blog, as I always do, to write my thoughts on today's show with the lovely Jennifer Strickland. Make sure you join me there. artspatricia2000.wordpress.com. The conversation carries on there. And until next week, I'll see you with more Arts Patricia.
Let me tell you today,
you're so
of you is so sweet, and inside is the truth of your word, and you deserve all the love you can handle. You're so beautiful.
Girl in the mirror was beautiful all the time.
It's the way you are.